tight game like that comes down to the ninth, but how much do you look at the 0-for-13?
Yeah, we got all of it, right?
Okay. The 0-for-13, I know that means you made a lot of opportunities. Once again, kind of not getting them when you need them. Good at bats. What did you see today from your offense?
Yeah, I mean, I think you just answered your own question. I mean, you know, a lot of good at bats to get to that point, but, you know, we play a lot of close games and we need to figure out a way to add on, you know, and have a little bit of margin for error, you know, with our pitching group. But yeah, you know, great at bats, a lot of traffic, just couldn't get the proverbial big hit or hits to break it open, had a lot of chances. And on the contrast, they were 4-for-8. You know, they did their part, you know, and did it right at the end where it mattered. So, you know, that was pretty much the key to the game.
Once again, you had multiple relievers who did come through. You know, margin of error is not very. What can you say about your bullpen? The effort, not just today, but again and again and again.
Again and again and again. Nikolic was good, too. Not an easy decision. He was good. You know, the heat, not a major factor in the decision. The major factor in the decision is just the matchup, the lefty against De La Cruz. It's, you know, it's pretty big significant difference in that. And Moore Holmes been great. Was great again. You know, the difference you know, he got a soft ground ball and just found a hole. But next thing you know, it's 1-0. We did punch back next inning, you know, and, you know, I do want to reward Bogey for his efforts today because he really had a really good day with the bat and like what Iglesias did with, you know, his bat. You know, he found a way to get the guy in. And then, you know, Estrada was fantastic. Adam pitched his tail off to, you know, lead off double out there. You know, and then Suarez, you know, he couldn't make a play, and the walk to Bucks and just opened it up.
What's going on with Xander?
He had a pretty severe cramp.
Just came up after the scoring?
Yeah, I mean, he's a lot full day out there today, and came up and right before his at bat in the ninth, you know, cramped up.
And Manny's okay. I saw him kind of tweet that he took out a foul ball.
I haven't heard anything otherwise. Right. Yeah, I've not heard anything. I mean, he took a ball off his toe. I'm sure it doesn't feel great, but I haven't heard anything relative to anything significant.
Valuable is that the Iglesias, this is almost the third time in the last week he won a game with put the ball in play.
Hey, I mean, you know what? Put it in play. See what happens. Yeah, it's important because yeah, he made him make a play and, you know, gave himself a chance and boom, got him, scored a run. You know, Ozzie's been great. He's been great for that. He's been great for moving around the diamond, you know, being able to give. You know, I got Lee off his feet yesterday. I got Manny off his feet today. You know, we'll see who maybe gets a break tomorrow. But he's been fantastic.
What does it say about your record, you know, after leading after 8 innings, 37-2, coming in? You guys played so many close games and been so good in those situations.
It says that we got a really good bullpen. It says that we play good defense. It says, you know, we put ourselves in a position to win a game, and we typically shake hands.
You say about the decision to go with Matt tomorrow?
I mean, Matt's been a guy that, you know, got a lot of starts for us last year, pitched well for us, was back and healthy, and we got a spot open with Berger, and we'll slide Matt in there and let him go get him.
Obviously, he was looking really good in spring. He's had good time. He also pitched really well in Philadelphia last year. Anything to
doesn't hurt. Okay. It doesn't hurt. Yeah, looking forward to it again.